Memories of Ramadan. This is a month when we think about many things, contemplating spiritual path, but it also brings in a lot of memories. Joining us today is Hamed Al-Harthy, and here he is to tell us about his memories of beautiful month Ramadan. So where are we going back? But first of all, welcome to Oman Observer.
Thank you so much, Lakshmi, for having me. I will share a few things about Ramadan. Like in our generation, our parents used to prepare things weeks before Ramadan, like special spices, grinding these type of spices, doing this, doing that, putting all those things in the bottles, preparing for Ramadan. I'm sure that's with the current generation, with the current lifestyle, those things don't happen anymore.
Maybe we get it already made from the store, the spices and things.
Yes, possible. But the spices of mothers, of course, they were totally different from the one which we get, from the stores. Plus, also, they used to grind things where they would make it a porridge. And that porridge was really, really special. What we get from the market is not like... This is what we used to do. So these are the things which I remember in those days. Ramadan was like a very special, very, very special occasion, apart from religion, but also from cultural lessons. And I remember, for example, at night, people will be walking around with drums, hitting the drums, telling people to wake for suhoor. And in those days, people will they will sleep, then they will wake up for suhoor. It's not nowadays people stay late till they have suhoor and then they have morning prayers. They go to sleep. In those old days, people will surely sleep, and then they'll be waking up to this to have suhoor. Like when I was a child, I was waking for my first suhoor. It was like. At that time, I didn't understand what was going on, like being woken up at 3 in the morning and the place is full of dishes. I just ate because I was taught to eat, but I didn't understand. Later on, I came to understand, okay, this is suhoor. So you have to wake up and have suhoor at that time. And also like our parents used to bring all of us in one room. And then they will be saying the intentions of fasting, and then we'll
and
be...
And what time is this, the morning or evening, to say the intentions?
The intentions will be like one day before Ramadan. One day before Ramadan, like telling us you have to fast 29 or 30 days, depending on the sight of the moon and all that. So they will be saying, we'll be repeating. Later on, we'll be... taught by the new generation, maybe we don't have to say that as long as we have got good intentions. If you know your intentions, maybe you don't have to repeat. But the older generation used to insist that we go through that.
And can you recollect, what is it, like an affirmation? So could you recollect 2-3 sentences?
I cannot remember the details, but it's like I intend to fast for 29 or 30 days. And depending on this, on the sight of the moon. And also this, I intend this to fast the days which I miss in case I was ill or something. Now, we still get this message, but it's through colleagues, through WhatsApp and all that. But in the old days, we'll be sitting in one place and someone has to say, and we have to repeat it. So it was like... as you said, maybe it could be an affirmation or an obligation.
An obligation
as a commitment at this going through Ramadan. And I remember also like every house, when you make dishes, you have to spare some of the food to the neighbors. And the neighbors will also reciprocate and do that. This is, it is still happening in some quarters, but not like before. Before, it was also like an obligation. If If you make food, it's not only for you, but it's also for your neighbors.
Mm.
Maybe 3-4 neighbors who are around you, they have to this to send food to them. Yeah. So, but these things are still not there, but in the old days, maybe you can say it was like an obligation.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you were to think of course, Karangasho was a big thing too, right? When you were children, Karangasho?
Karangasho, like when we were in Africa, no, we didn't know about it. But when we came to Oman as young kids, yes, it was a very special occasion. Now it is being done, but it's being repeated in different lifestyle, in different ways. But it still carries the spirit of Karangasho, yes.
Mm. Yeah. So if you were to look back, and with all the things you've said, what would you like to see back in action? The drummer in the early morning, or?
Yes, like the drummers and the... Okay, so I would like to see like people going out and hitting the drums. And I would like to see like people sharing the food with their neighbors,
yeah,
even much more than they used to do, because we are blessed with a lot. So we should
we should do it more.
Of course, the neighbors, it's not that they need food,
mm-hmm,
but it's like
being thoughtful
about them. At least for we men, you get a variety of different food and all that. Maybe at your house they're not prepared what the neighbors have prepared and all that.
So as kids, this must have been an exciting part. Who's going to bring what?
Very, very exciting. Ah. Very, very exciting. And you'll be looking forward also. And you know, like in every neighbor's house, maybe there is someone with certain specialities,
yeah,
which is not available in our house.
Do you remember anything from your childhood neighborhood?
The main thing was the Lukimat. So
I thought so. That's how I asked you.
Yeah.
Yes. Some people use rose water or the flavor of rose.
Yeah. Now we have all the different of innovation. Some of them are with honey. Some like with rose water and all those kind,
yes,
of things. Yeah.
Great. Lovely memories and essence of Ramadan that you carry every year. This is my final question.
What I carry every year, it reminds us. I mean, when we are fasting during the day, you go through hunger. So it reminds you that you are blessed with a lot, and there are people who really literally go hungry.
Right.
So it's like a good indication,
mm-hmm,
to remind you that yes, although you are fasting, so you go through pain, you feel hungry. So it makes you remind of others who don't have that food.
Mm.
But the other thing I see for me, I have a different opinion, because like if you see in Ramadan, they tend to reduce the number of working hours.
Right.
For me, the most time I'm productive, or I used to be productive when I used to work, was in Ramadan.
Mm.
Because there's no time for breakfast, no time for lunch. So I used to spend a lot of hours working. So I would love if people look at Ramadan in that way, is the month
most productive month.
The month of being productive rather than the month of being unproductive, because it's something which we put in our mind, because if I'm fasting, I cannot be productive.
Right.
I see totally different. So I believe Ramadan can be a very, very powerful month of being productive if we just switch our mind and look it from there, rather than looking at, no, we have to slow down, we have to start working at 9, and by 12 or 1 o'clock we are already home. No, we should really work more in Ramadan.
Because maybe there's a lot of clarity too, because food is not influencing us so much.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ramadan Mubarak, and I wish you a beautiful month.
Thank you so much, Lakshmi, for having me. I hope I've contributed my memories the way I remember. I could be right or I could be wrong, but this is what I went through, and I'm happy about that.
And when you would sight the moon, when people are looking out for the moon, what would the children do in those days?
In those days, it used to be very funny. Suppose if we go out and then we see the moon, we walk all the way towards home to tell our parents, I saw the moon abroad for you. And we believe that they will believe us because I'm the one who saw the moon, so I brought the moon all the way home.
Really? Yes. Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. All the best to you.
Thanks a lot, Lakshmi. Thanks a lot.
Our guest, Hamid Al-Harthy. Thank you. And you are creating your memories, so have a beautiful month.